T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. There's nothing holding me back. I feel so free when you're with me, baby. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. It's Entertainment Schmig.
Yeah, it is. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. How great is Michelob Ultra?
It's delicious. We love it. It's light and way less carbs than a glass of wine.
So great. All right. Truth be told, it wasn't a smoothie. I was so upset this morning about all the details about Cardi B and Offset's relationship that I just had to take a few extra minutes and cry at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all upset about it.
We understand.
The reason behind this split, Offset wanted a threesome. Not with Cardi B.
Oh, wow. She didn't make the cut?
No, wow. She didn't.
Yeah, that's a good reason for a split, I believe.
Yeah, and the names of the women, Cuban Baby.
I don't
and
know.
And Summer Bunny.
I watch Real Housewives. Well, I don't, actually. I do not watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta. But the girl that's married to DeVoe from Belle Biv DeVoe is on the show.
Now you know.
Ronnie.
And apparently, I think it's DeVoe. And apparently, they used to have an open relationship where he could go and be with women, but she couldn't be with men. She could only also be with women.
What?
What the what?
The rules made up by dudes.
This is Ronnie DeVoe of the DeVoe Realty team in Atlanta.
Yes.
You can look him up online. It's the DeVoe Real Estate team.
Well, that's who it is.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like something somebody in BBD would do.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. Summer Bunny and Cuban Doll.
Oh, Are they, like, together, these people? Because their names are very similar.
No.
Okay.
Okay, lots of big stories. First of all, got, I think, 73 crying emojis from Jill Devine.
I got the same thing this morning. She said he would Facebook message. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Justin Timberlake, we knew. It didn't look good. He kept postponing dates because of his vocal cords, and his doctor said vocal cord rest for an entire month.
Mm-hmm.
So St. Louis and the rest of his dates are postponed. We were towards the end of the U.S. tour.
I think it's good news, though.
Right?
For her, she'll have her baby. It'll be a fun night out for her.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Did you say Summer Bunny? Because I'm only coming up with Easter pictures over here.
Yeah, you want to get a look at these
plants. Right. I want to see. Yeah.
You might have to do a deep Google dive there. And I guess we could call this Schmig news that Paul Goldschmidt is coming to the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about it earlier.
A lot of people are excited about that.
I'm in that crew.
So is Lance.
Very,
and Lance, very excited.
I wore my Birds on a Bat today.
Oh, you did? Just because of that?
Yeah.
We have Cardinals holiday packs, your first chance to 3 in a row, coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to do it early.
We talked about yesterday Kevin Hart hosting the Oscars, so not to be outdone, the Golden Globes announced their hosts, Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh.
It's bizarre to me.
Hmm.
Not Andy Samberg. Sandra Oh is bizarre.
Together.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she?
Really?
I'll bet it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, she's real funny.
People Magazine's most intriguing people of the year. Take that, Barbara Walters. They scooped ya. They have the list. Number one, Michelle Obama. Because of her new memoir.
Yep.
Hoda Kotb and Savannah Guthrie, because they've done so well in the ratings since the firing of Matt Lauer.
Great call.
Chip and Joanna Gaines, because they retired Fixer Upper and now are doing their own TV network. Melissa McCarthy and Idris Elba, people plugging themselves since he was their sexiest man alive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Do we have the whole list online?
Whole list is up.
198.com. Yeah, but that's your top five.
Any of us make it?
24, Shawn Mendes.
I mean, when I think intriguing, I think Lance Hildebrand.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, probably the most intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Throws out like a real estate piece of info on DeVoe.
Oh, man, Remax Team DeVoe.
See?
Oh, yeah. Now you know.
It's a real intriguing, thing. Lance.
Intriguing. And New York Magazine, apologizing for some essay they published, they accused Priyanka Chopra of being a scam artist who conned Nick Jonas into marrying her.
What? Isn't this bizarre?
That's bold.
It's a weird... I don't understand any of it.
Why?
It was like an editorial piece, right?
Yeah.
But
it wasn't a joke. After getting backlash, they edited the story and cut a lot of it out, but then they yanked it entirely.
What?
They said,
upon further editorial review, we found this story didn't meet our standards. They said they missed the mark.
It was written by some huge Nick Jonas fan. You know?
Yeah.
Why couldn't he be with me?
Right. Someone who is like president of the Joe Bros fan club in high school and now is like a journalist. And tried to pass it off as...
Like, she just made up Quantico, one of the best behind-the-scenes FBI dramas on television today. Insane.
And then, if you love cooking or baking, tonight's your night. Season premiere of Top Chef on Bravo and The Great American Baking Show on ABC. You can stick Baby Spice in there as the host and have someone with a British accent, but nothing beats The Great British Baking Show.
Now, that was the one that last season they put it on the air and then they pulled it after like one or two eps because the one judge... The
controversy.
Yeah.
Paul Hollywood?
No, Paul Hollywood. Somebody else.
Is an American judge. It was an American chef who was the judge. Was on it first season. He was on it last season. Then all that controversy started and they pulled it after like one or two eps.
What was the controversy?
It was a Me Too kind of thing.
Yeah. Listen, I know so many people I've seen on Facebook who have recently discovered The Great British Baking Show on Netflix. It's just so delightful.
It is.
And all the contestants, it's not like an American reality show.
Mm-mm.
Like, they all like each other and help each other, and then when the other contestants leave, they, like, cry because they're all good friends.
Doesn't the one woman kind of bug you, though?
Which one? The one with the glasses? Mary?
With the glasses, yes.
The one with the short hair and glasses?
Yes, I don't know. She always tries to be funny.
She makes baking puns.
Yeah, she does.
No, I've seen
maybe
a few.
We'll have to see if she's single.
Can I hear an example of a baking pun?
No.
Because she doesn't have one ready.
I'll cook one up in a minute. Here's Lance. It's Entertainment Schmig, and it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. For the holidays.
Drink it, man.
And this holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine, or just drink it, man.
Yeah,
man.
Did anybody else notice the six-pack of Michelob Ultra in the fridge? Where'd that come from?
Did it come from one of your boxes?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Ooh, are you missing a box?
I have no idea. No idea.
I would go through your stash and see if someone pilfered it.
I know.
I just like to say pilfered. Let's talk about the Kardashians. And apparently their Christmas card tradition is over.
Is it because of that whole fight with the "you're the most boring to look at" fight?
Ooh, okay, wow. So last year, they always do this crazy over-the-top Christmas card. And last year, it was an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kourtney was running late.
It was actually this season episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It just seems like it was a while ago. So... Kourtney shows up late. They all start yelling at her. She's like, "I have kids to get ready," and it's crazy.
This is not important to me.
Yeah, I don't really care about this. And then Kim, and who said she was the least?
Kim.
Yeah.
The least interesting to look at.
Ugh.
So, yeah. Someone posted something online today and said, "I feel like with the drama that happened last year, we may not get a Kardashian Christmas card this year. I'll be cool with the West family one, though." And Kim retweeted it and said, "Wow, reading my mind."
I don't think it's going to be as...
She said, it appears that after last year's family drama, they felt they no longer had it in them to coordinate a card that would top the masterpiece from last year. She said, "I have to say, and thanks to last year's card, that really did mess us over."
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be exhausting for them.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah, right. Especially to, you know, find the white undershirts and jeans.
Yeah. Yep.
You can only find so many.
Yep.
Right. I mean,
tough life.
Yeah. Okay, we talked earlier this morning about how Cardi B announced that she and Offset have split. And then right after that, she posted her first baby picture of her daughter. The woman accused of coming between the two of them has issued a tearful apology. Summer Bunny said she never meant to break up a happy home. And she wants to just clarify, she has not messed with Offset since his baby was born. She said, I didn't know how serious this marriage was.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I mean, the fact that he was married and his wife was expecting a baby at any minute, like, that didn't stop you. Didn't stop him either, by the way. But I just love these people like, oh, I didn't mean to break up a marriage. I was just sleeping with a guy who was married and was about to have a baby any minute. MTV is bringing back Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah!
Remember the claymation?
Oh, yeah!
I hated it.
I was never a fan of it.
As a kid, it was the only thing on MTV I was like, no thanks.
Well, they're bringing it back. Ice Cube is the host. Cardi B, by the way, and Nicki Minaj are going to fight. President Trump and Kim Jong-un, Whoopi Goldberg and Roseanne, and Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, not my thing. I never watched it. Yeah. I remember, you know, they thought they were funny, but I wasn't into it. Kevin apparently
is. I liked it.
That's the most excitement he's had in Schmig in weeks.
The most popular Christmas movie in every state. This is interesting and pretty scientific. Between Google and stats from Rotten Tomatoes, they came up with the most popular Christmas movies. Gremlins is number one in 7 states.
Wow.
That's a stretch.
Again, that's, you know, based on ratings and not people saying that's their favorite Christmas movie. Home Alone is the most popular in 6, including Illinois.
Oh, because it was shot there,
right,
too.
Sure.
And Die Hard, number one in Missouri.
Again, I'd be okay with that if I do love Die Hard. I could watch it every time it's on.
It was the top in 4 states, also number one in 4 states, Trading Places.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
It was just on the other night. It is hilarious.
A classic.
Yep.
Here is why the Rotten Tomatoes Google thing might not work, because no votes for It's a Wonderful Life.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah, right?
I've taken a couple years off of watching it so I can rediscover it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while
because
either.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
And that's even what they did years ago, because it used to be on everywhere, anytime. And I guess they decided, you know what? I think NBC said, we're going to take this. We're going to make this a holiday staple. It was smart.
TBS has ruined A Christmas Story for me. I have no interest in it.
Why? Because of 24 hours of Christmas Story. I get it. By the way, there's another Hollywood Reporter did a poll on your most favorite holiday movie. And even though all these people are coming out and saying it's a bullying movie, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I love it because it's a 30-minute movie. My kids want to watch a Christmas movie, we pop it on.
Yeah.
30 minutes, you're done.
30 minutes long?
Yeah, it's I think about that.
And only 27 minutes of it is bullying, so it's not.
Yeah, true. And then at the end, everyone's like, oh, okay. Sorry, Courtney, coming in second, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
You hate it?
I'm not a Charlie Brown fan.
Oh, at all?
Not at all.
Interesting. How long's that one, Jen? You got a running time?
No. Frosty the Snowman and How the Grinch.
Looking for date options.
No.
Frosty the Snowman and How the Grinch Stole Christmas tied for third. Then Home Alone, A Christmas Story, A Christmas Carol, The Polar Express, It's a Wonderful Life, and Miracle on 34th Street. All of your Christmas hits. That's Entertainment Schmig. More on... Jessica Simpson and Natalie Portman. Sorry, I know I teased that. Natalie Portman apparently said something in an interview about how she was confused when she was young. There was a picture of Jessica Simpson in a bikini with the headline that she was it said, I'm a virgin. And she was confused about the mixed messages as a teen. She didn't mean any disrespect toward Jessica, and she later clarified her comments. But Jessica called her out on Instagram and said that she shouldn't be shaming people.
But she was talking about the media's message rather than Jessica Simpson's message.
Yes, she was. So it was basically all a misunderstanding. But if you read Jessica's Instagram post first, whoo, it sounded like Natalie Portman went after her.
But well, Portman grew up watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, so it was a culture of bullying. She didn't know.
We all did.
Yeah, right.
We all did.
That's the schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a final look at traffic. Y98, today's best music, and it's time for celebrity birthdays. But before we get to that, a few quick things that we didn't mention in Schmig. We talked about it earlier this morning. Justin Timberlake postponing his December 13th date. He has bruised vocal cords. His doctor said, no vocals for a month. He's probably not going to be able to talk, because when Meghan Trainor had bruised vocal cords, she had to write everything down when she... Yeah. She had to like really limit what she was
doing. And we were one of her first performances after her hiatus.
Yes. When she did Rocks Your Block for us. So yeah, dope. So JT on hold. You can go to Y98.com for more information. And Golden Globes announced this morning, if you're curious who's leading the pack, Vice has six nominations.
I want to see it.
That's Christian Bale as Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after their six nominations, A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite.
Kim Tucci said Green Book is like the best movie he's seen in years.
Really?
Do you know what Green Book means?
It was.
I didn't know what it meant.
I think I kind of do. It was some type of thing. It was like the book that was the restaurants that were acceptable for African Americans at the time. Hotels.
Okay, because it's about the black musician who hired a white driver.
Yes.
And back during the days of segregation. Yeah. And he hired like some like...
Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah. But he was kind of like, not really with the mob, but he was like kind of like a tough guy. And so
they had this lifelong friendship.
Yes, and it's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I did see the trailer for that. It looks interesting.
Yeah, five nominations for each of those films. And Golden Globes, January 6th. Okay, let's get to celebrity birthdays. What about Ulf Ekberg? Just kidding. He's from Ace of Base. 48 years old. How old's
that
Judd?
That would have been a good one on a betting wheel.
Yeah, right. Judd Apatow.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
55.
Ooh,
I think that's
53? I'm going to say 49.
I think that's a decent guess. I'm going to say 48.
51.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. I thought the same thing.
What?
I would have called myself out too.
He wasn't anything.
She is one of the reasons that Tim can no longer watch scary movies. Jo Beth Williams, who was the mom in Poltergeist.
And the teacher in Teachers.
And in Big Chill. She was in a lot of stuff.
Jo Beth Williams.
I got a number.
Okay, 63 for me, sorry.
71.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think she's in that ballpark. 68.
I was going to say 68, but that's not correct. So how about 69?
70.
Oh.
Wow. Wait, is she... I get her mixed up with... who is the love interest in Big with Tom Hanks?
Elizabeth Perkins?
I get those two mixed up.
They're totally different ages.
I know, that's
Elizabeth
why
Elizabeth Perkins is
so
much
wrong.
Younger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet I nailed Elizabeth Perkins.
What did you guess?
62?
No, I bet she's in her 50s. Because she was in About Last Night, too.
I'm checking her out.
Okay, and how about Johnny Football? Johnny Manziel, you know, was supposed to be the second coming. Won the Heisman. He's now in the CFL. How old is he?
I saw this one. Oh, I didn't know he was in the CFL.
I didn't either.
27.
26.
Yep.
Whoa!
I did the same thing where I saw it, but I somehow saw the wrong number.
You just need to keep guessing.
I did it yesterday, too.
That's celebrity birthdays. If you have a birthday on December 6th.
Happy birthday.
Hey, and by the way,
you.
Elizabeth Perkins, 58.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.